looks like a new item may soon be included in those backpacks that go home from the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma with hungry kids. Five groups coming together along with Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb to celebrate Beef for Backpacks. Beef for Backpacks is a collaboration among the Oklahoma Farming and Ranching Foundation, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Beef Council, OSU Food and Ag Products Center, and the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. We talk with Rodney Bivens of the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma about the backpack program itself and the value of adding beef to those backpacks.
Well, it started almost 10 years ago when we got a call from a Columbus Elementary School principal telling us about a child who literally passed out standing in line for school breakfast, and we were just compelled to act on that and start the program called the Food for Kids Backpack Program. It provides a backpack of food over the weekend for children and also the holidays.
And Rodney tells us that this program has grown like a weed.
Well, it started with a 180 chronically hungry children in four elementary schools, and we just finished this last school year serving 13,500 chronically hungry children, 475 elementary schools in all 53 counties we serve. So we're very proud of that effort.
I know that you've got to be appreciative of some protein to be able to go into these backpacks.
Oh, it's unbelievable. The kids are going to love it. I mean, it's a product, you know, we've raised and grown in Oklahoma. It's going to be processed in Oklahoma, and it's going to Oklahoma children. I mean, it's a win-win situation.
As a part of the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma's Food for Kids program, Beef for Backpacks will be using donated livestock, produced beef sticks, and provide a good source of protein for the children who benefit from the program. Helping coordinate the donation of livestock will be the Oklahoma Farming and Ranching Foundation. Their president is Tom Buchanan from Southwest Oklahoma.
Well, certainly, you know, our overwhelming priority is to be able to educate the population of Oklahoma as to what Oklahoma agriculture does and why it's good for them. A really good niche that we found is an opportunity to partner with the food bank in providing protein for those needy children, school children. Protein, of course, is a big product produced by Oklahoma beef producers, and so this is an excellent opportunity for us to be able to get out and get with the consumer, especially those kids that need it over the weekend.
When we think about this particular program, I know that you're looking for producers maybe to step up and provide some beef.
Certainly. This is a great opportunity for my friends and neighbors out there, beef producers. Whenever they have an opportunity for one or two or whatever they may have a little extra, doesn't all fit on the truck. This would be a great time for them to be able to donate that. And it goes to the right place. It goes to people that are truly in need, make them feel better, make us all feel better, and do the right thing.
I know that you're really building off of some other, you've had some learning experiences already in trying to provide some of these type of products. And this is this latest effort, again, you're working with Ralph's packing plan, and it looks like you've got a lot of folks that are coming together.
That's really the good part about this. It's just amazing, you know, when you ask for help and when you give people the opportunity to pitch in. Oklahomans are like that, and we're seeing that from all avenues. This is truly an Oklahoma effort from all four corners of the state, and is starting to show great, great progress for us.
At the media briefing at the state capitol in Oklahoma City, David Von Tonglen of Canadian County was introduced as the first rancher to provide an animal for this program, Beef for Backpacks. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.